على منح.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. The Republic of Yemen, despite the various challenges that we are facing, first and foremost, the coup d'etat against the legitimate government that has led to a civil war covering different parts of the country, the war that is continuing, and it represents a humanitarian catastrophe. And it has led to many areas that have been mined, including roads and agricultural land, including anti-personnel and anti-vehicle mines, as well as explosive remnants of war that undermine daily lives, all a result of the anti-government militias that are placing these mines. And despite the efforts in demining and raising awareness amongst the population, the situation is still very serious. We receive support from UNDP and other donor countries and organizations to develop our plans adapted to the security situation. National demining programs demonstrate that there are increased areas contaminated by mines, and we need support of NGOs and governments in this work. We've requested an extension of 3 years under Article 5, something that was approved during the fourth review conference. I'd like to now share with you some information related to activities carried out under Article 5. First, we have responded to the emergency situation in different areas, and we carried out non-technical surveys, and we modernized the criteria of national action, and we have reached a level of 50%, including the criteria related to non-technical surveys. We have purchased new equipment to support the Mine Action Center, even though it still lacks the necessary resources. So we're carrying out different activities in mine action, and we created a branch of the Mine Action Center in Daez. And we are concluding our work to make operational this center. And we also have different mine action activities in other parts of the country. What we're trying especially to do is to build capacities. We have a very robust database that makes it easier to carry out mine action work. And also necessary tools to implement Article 5. In the face of all the challenges faced by Yemen related to the implementation of Article 5, most notably the continuing conflict and the security situation that is very difficult, as we see new mined areas in the country, we still are trying to ensure that our work covers the entire territory of the country. And the support that we receive has been limited, and it has been further worsened by the COVID epidemic. And the situation is not an easy one. We have many IDs that are remotely operated. Also, AV, anti-vehicle mines, and they're being operated remotely. We have also identified the presence of sea mines, and we are still hoping to carry out all the necessary work during the 3-year extension period. Finally, I'd like to thank our brothers from the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, UNDP, and the Office of the United Nations for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, and all the others who helped us, United Kingdom, Japan, United States, Norway, the Netherlands,